Chazor zeichen nishu sopach yichas chashagam rebem Yehuda mitzach l'shabes daf kuf lamin alef. B'chir ba'am and Eimim Yechanan says Rabbi Yezer does not allow machshir mitzvah of all mitzvahs to say that he's doich shabbos, because we see that Rabbi Yezer allows machshir mitzvah of the baking of the shtei alechem you bring on Shavuos to be doich shabbos only because of Gzeir Shabbos from Eimer. We see if not for that, he wouldn't allow it. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan is coming to exclude what mitzvah, meaning what does Rabbi Yezer say to machshir mitzvah of what mitzvah would he say is not doich shabbos? It can't be the machshir mitzvah of Luluv, because we find that Rabbi Yezer actually allows it on Shabbos. It can't be machshir mitzvah of Sukkah, because we find that Rabbi Yezer allows that as well. It can't be machshir mitzvah of Matzah, because again, we find that Rabbi Yezer allows that. It can't be machshir mitzvah of Shofar, because again, we find that Rabbi Yezer allows that. So what machshir mitzvah would Rabbi Yezer not allow on Shabbos? Rav Adar Bar Hava says Rabbi Yezer doesn't allow the mechshir mitzvah of tzitzis, the making knots for tzitzis, or the writing of a mezuzah on Shabbos. Rav Reis says like this also. Why are those mitzvahs different? Rabbi Yezer says because mitzvahs of tzitzis and mezuzah, there's no set time for them to be done, and therefore you can do it after Shabbos. In fact, because there's no set time, that means every second on Shabbos you can be yoytzer the mitzvah. So Rav Adar should be able to do it on Shabbos, because if not, you're not going to be yoytzer the mitzvah every second of Shabbos. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok explains that these are different because you can make yourself potter from tzitzis by giving up ownership, by making mafker your beged. You can make the potter from mezuzah by giving up ownership of your house, and therefore you do that on Shabbos. You don't have to be yaitzah, and therefore they're not going to be doicha Shabbos. From where does Rabbi Yezer learn that the machshir mitzvah of lulav is doicha Shabbos? He can't learn from the fact that machshir mitzvah of korban oymer shtei alechem are doicha Shabbos because their kabbonas lulav is not. The Gemara says the pasuk by lulav says bayoyim, the first day, which teaches us bayoyim even on Shabbos, and this is not just allowing the moving of the lulav, because the halachas of muktzah are only the rabbanon. So therefore, when the Torah says bayoyim, it must be teaching that even the machshir mitzvah are doicha Shabbos. The rabbanon who argue and say the machshir mitzvah of lulav are not doicha Shabbos, what do they do with bayoyim? They say is bayoyim teaching that the mitzvah of lulav is by day and not by night. Well, Eliezer learns this from the word, from the pasuk of shivas yomim, days. The rabbanon say if we only had shivas yomim, we would say that we would say to learn lulav from sukkah, just like sukkah is day and night, so too lulav. That's why we need pasuk bayoyim. Say not. You also couldn't learn out Oymer Shtei Alechem from Lulav, because we would say that maybe Machshir Mitzvah Lulav is Mutter on Shabbos because it has the extra Chumrah of Arba Minim, and therefore maybe it's allowed, but Oymer Shtei Alechem maybe not. Next, where does Rabbi Eliezer learn that the Machshir Mitzvah of Sukkah is Doicha Shabbos? He can't learn it from Karban Oymer Shtei Alechem, their Karbonas. He can't learn it from Lulav because it has Arba Minim. Mar says he learns from Gzeir Shav from Lulav, they both say Shivas Yomim. Why can't we learn out Oymer Shtei Alechem Lulav from Sukkah? Because we would say that only Machshir Mitzvah of Sukkah is Doicha Shabbos because Sukkah applies by day and by night. Next, where does Rabbi Eliezer learn that the Machshir Mitzvah of Matzah is Doicha Shabbos? He can't learn it from the Karbonas Oymer and the Shtei Alechem because they're Karbonas. He can't learn it from Lulav because it has Arba Minim. He can't learn it from Sukkah because that applies by day and by night. The Chiyav Etiv Matzah is only at night. So rather, Dr. Mar, he learns from Gzeir Shabbos from Sukkah. They both say Chamisha Osir. We couldn't learn out Oymer Shtei Alechem Lulav and Sukkah from Matzah because we'd say that only Machshir Mitzvah of Matzah is permitted because Matzah is even a Chiyav even for women. And maybe that's why it's Machshir Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos. Next, from where did Rabbi Yezer learn that the Machshir Mitzvah of Shofar is Doicha Shabbos? Again, he can't learn it from Oymer Shtei Alechem because they're Karbonis. He can't learn it from Lulav because it has Arba Minim. He can't learn it from Sukkah because that applies by day and by night. He can't learn it from Matzah because Matzah has a Chiyav even for men and women. Where it says, the pasuk says, Yoim Teruah, which teaches is done even on Shabbos. It can't be coming to allow just blowing of the shofar, because Rabbi Shmuel says blowing is not a malacha, it's a skill, which is not also on Shabbos. Therefore, the pasuk must be coming to allow even the machshir mitzvah of shofar, making the shofar on Shabbos as well. The Rabbanan say, Yoim Teruah teaches that the mitzvah of shofar applies only during the day, not by night. Rabbi Eliezer learns halacha of day and not by night from the blowing of the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, which is only done during the day. Zakhtamar, we can't learn out Oymer Shtei Alechem, Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, all of them from Shofar. Why? Because we would say that the Machshir Mitzvah of Shofar are Mutter, because Shofar of Rosh Hashanah has a unique quality that it serves to Kaviyachol cause Hashem to remember Klal Yisrael, and is therefore special, and you can't learn out the other ones from that. Also, the Shofar in Yom Kippur of Yovel is unique. It frees slaves and returns properties to their original owners, therefore it can't be a source for others to be learned from. Next, where does Rabbi Yezer learn? From where does Rabbi Yezer learn that the machshir mitzvah of mila is doicha Shabbos? He can't learn it from the carbon oymer shtei alechem because those are carbonas. He can't learn it from lulav because that has arba minim. He can't learn it from sukkah because that applies by day and by night. He can't learn it from matzah because that's a chiyav even for women. He can't learn it from shofar because that's unique because it causes Hashem to remember Klal Yisrael. Also, all these other mitzvahs that we just mentioned, they can't be done the next day. So that's why it makes sense that they have to be doicha Shabbos, whereas mila could be done the next day. And therefore, how do we know it's doicha Shabbos? And how do we know the machshirei of it are doicha Shabbos? Where it says the pasuk says uvayom hashmini, and that's referring to the machshirei mitzvah, because the ikar mila, the fact that Iker Mila is Deicha Shabbos, we learn from another pasuk like we'll see soon in the Gemara. So the pasuk of Vayom HaShmini therefore is referring to the Machshirei Mitzvah, and it says Uvayoyim HaShmini, which teaches that it can be done even on Shabbos. Now we can't learn out Oyim Hashdeil Lechel Mulo Sukkah Matzah and Shoyfer from Mila, because we would say that it could be only Machshirei Mila are Deicha Shabbos, because the Torah, it's so chashuv that the Torah uses the word bris 13 times with regard to Mila, which makes it unique and more significant than the others, and that's why the Machshirei of Mila are Deicha Shabbos, because the other ones would not be, and therefore you cannot learn it, you would not be able to learn out all the others from Mila.